Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 136 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about the Equal Rights Amendment.
President Biden on Friday declared that he considers Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution the law of the land. What does that mean?
Absolutely nothing. This was an action that Biden did, I think, among many, to stick his big middle finger up to Trump on his inauguration day.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the whole thing with the hostage exchange that's taking place and all that, the ceasefire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, Trump's trying to take all the merit for it or the credit for it. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's trying to take all the credit for it.
Which he always does anyway.
Of course, yeah. So, but the difference is that people are going to fall for it.
His people will fall for it.
His people will fall for it. Well, sadly, that's the majority of Americans at this point. Sadly to say.
I have to remind myself it's just a slim majority. But
yeah, but it's still the majority, unfortunately. So that means most of the morons that we run into on the street are going to be supporters of that idiot.
Mm-hmm. My mantra for the next 4 years is, you people voted for this.
Yeah. Mine's F-A-F-O. Look around and find out. That's pretty much what we're going to have to do. Mm-hmm. Play stupid games with stupid prizes. That's what half of America did. More than half of America did. So,
the Equal Rights Amendment is the law of the land now, Biden said in a speech to the U.S. Conference of Mayors. It's the 28th Amendment to the Constitution now.
Hmm. Okay.
This is almost like something Trump would do. Just saying it doesn't make it so.
No, it's not supposed to, but sadly, a lot of politicians believe that's the way it works nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you think about it, and then it falls into public opinion, and then people make it real.
Yeah.
Remember that. Remember the whole pandemic. I mean, let's inject some bleach into our bodies, then clearly, you know, COVID out. So, but yeah. The amendment would need to be formally certified by the National Archivist, Colleen Shogan, to take effect.
And she has said she will not do that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And in his announcement, Biden did not order her to do that.
Really?
When it comes to constitutional amendments, the president really isn't involved at all.
Oh, okay.
The executive branch doesn't have, there's no veto of it.
Okay. No, is it mostly Congress then?
It's the states.
The states.
Each state.
Okay.
We'll get into that, I think.
Okay.
The first draft of the ERA, written by suffragist Alice Paul, was introduced in Congress by Senator Charles Curtis, a Kansas Republican, in 1923. Once again, Kansas kind of becomes the turning point in some kind of a national thing.
Yeah, kind of like during the whole abortion.
And Civil War.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Little old Kansas. Little plain, flat, freaking Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Well, that's important, so.
Mm-hmm.
Paul's original amendment text stated, men and women shall have equal rights throughout the United States in every place subject to its jurisdiction. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation.
And boy, did that go through a lot of changes before it was settled on.
Didn't it?
Yeah, the Equal Rights Amendment now states, equality of rights under the law shall be not denied nor abridged by the United States or by any state or on account of sex.
Hmm.
Which is, I think, legally quite different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for some people out there, I think we have to remind them that saying on account of sex does not mean coitus.
Yeah.
That means whether you're male or female.
Your gender.
Mm-hmm. Well, gender is a different thing. But
yeah, okay.
Maybe we should talk about that.
That's
sex is your biological plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you can impregnate someone or whether you can carry a child. Gender is a social construct.
Okay.
You can have, someone can be biologically male, but they express their gender as female.
Okay.
So, they're different things.
Okay. That makes sense. So, you're learning every day.
Congress set a deadline of 1979 for ratification. It was later extended to 1982.
Hmm. Okay.
I believe that was the first and only time that an amendment was given a time limit.
Okay.
And I'd be interested to know what the story was on that. I haven't found anything about why they decided to do that.
Okay. All right. For an amendment to go into effect and officially become part of the Constitution, 3/4 of the state legislatures or 38 of the 50 states need to ratify it.
Once again, the executive branch, the president, Congress, has nothing to do with it. It's all done by the people.
Okay. In 2020, Virginia became the 30th state to do so. So why hasn't it been ratified into the...
Well, let's read on.
Okay.
Only 35 states had ratified the ERA by the time the deadline was set by Congress in 1982. They were 3 states short.
Okay.
That was in 1982. They were still 3 states short. The Virginia didn't ratify theirs until 2020.
Okay.
Gets even more interesting. 5 states who ratified had subsequently voted before the deadline to rescind their ratifications due to pressure by conservatives.
I'm thinking, feel the rage inside me just starting to brew.
How could anybody disagree with
equal rights?
Yeah, equal rights.
Well, apparently, there's, you know, apparently on Monday, you know, our future president's going to deport millions of people too. I mean, and treat them like.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that they'll be deported. They'll probably be put in camps.
Camps.
Or probably
gonna be
work camps.
They're going to be put in camps, yeah, because you need people to do the things that they do that we generally in sort of white society won't do. And we're in a world of hurt. I was talking to a coworker of mine the other day, and she thought it would be... she's being very facetious and coy about it, not wanting this to happen, but she thought it'd be hilarious if Trump came in and said, you know, since he doesn't believe in veterans and all that stuff, took away veterans' benefits. Boom, just took them away and see how people would lose their freaking minds if he did that. But everyone, he keeps saying things and people are like, oh, he's just saying that. Well, those things become real and you can't discount just, oh, he's saying that. Because after a while, some of those things that he's just saying fall through the holes and actually happen. And they get kind of pushed to the side. And next thing you know, you have a fascist dictatorship going on. And we as a society lost all our rights. I mean, and I hate comparing this to World War II and Nazi Germany. But I mean, Hitler did the same thing. That's okay. He just did that. It'll stop soon. Okay, that'll stop. And I mean, just this nonsense that he's talking about with the Panama Canal and Greenland and everything like that. I mean, all the different things that he's threatening to do.
The Holocaust did not happen overnight.
No,
it was a case of, we'll push a little here, we'll push a little there, and move the border further and further to
keep extending the finish line.
Lowering the bar.
Lowering the bar, exactly. And that's what's going to happen. And it's sad, and people voted for this, and it just goes back to, you know, what we keep saying, we're going to find out. And hopefully it's only 4 years. That's my biggest fear, is that we actually lose, that we lose our democracy. That's this does not become, this is no longer a democracy. This is, he's just grooming his family to become the next hierarchy. So
could be like Star Wars, where Darth Vader says, "Don't listen to the Senate any longer, because the Emperor has disbanded that organization."
Yeah, exactly. And you know what I mean? And next, oh, he was just talking about that. Well, next thing you know, it's, we're up Schitt's Creek and we have nowhere to go. So up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, per se. So. But, all right, I'll get up my soapbox.
Democracy is way overdue, because the last democracy, Rome, didn't even last 200 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say our democracy is near the end of its lifespan. Mm. So, hopefully not.
There is debate on whether states can actually rescind approval of constitutional amendments.
Hmm.
Because there is nothing in our laws, there's no process for rescinding an amendment.
Okay.
So, how can they do that if it's not in the law that you can do that?
Yeah.
So that's where those five states, it's kind of a shaky ground. That's why the Equal Rights Amendment has not been passed, because there's just too many
hiccups.
What ifs.
Okay. I apologize. It has long been taken for granted that the deadline killed the ERA, but a technical argument is that deadlines are not part of the constitutional ratification.
That's another thing. In the process, there's nothing about having a deadline to ratify an amendment. So when Congress put that in there, that probably is unconstitutional.
Okay. Yeah.
So when you take the fact that five states can't rescind their
it should have passed,
and that there can't be a deadline in 2020, that the Equal Rights Amendment should have become part of the Constitution then. Yeah.
So it should be. I'm surprised there's not a constitutional lawyer out there not having a field day with this. I think there's no money in it.
Not that so much, but lawyers like definitive rules. And here we're dealing with exceptions and exceptions. And
this could be like an argument for,
this all should have happened four years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in 2020 when it was passed.
Yeah.
If Biden had made that announcement then, he said, this is now law of the land.
Yeah.
Somebody could have done something to test it, and somebody could have sued. It would have gone to the Supreme Court, and it would be decided.
And it would have failed because of the conservatorship of the Supreme Court right now.
Well, this was in Trump's first term in 2020.
Okay. All right.
The Supreme Court didn't have a conservative majority at that time.
Okay.
I don't know why Biden waited so long. He waited until just a few days before he wasn't president anymore to do this.
Like you said, to give the middle finger to Trump.
He knew
there was no ground to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Just to annoy him. You know,
and Trump is not going to take up this.
No.
I mean, his people. Although he's famous for saying one thing and doing another and not caring what the people who put him in office think.
That's true. Yeah.
He just does whatever he wants.
And everyone just follows in tow, though. And yeah.
In his previous administration, a lot of bad things didn't happen because the people working for him simply did not do them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this time
he's got a bunch of
sycophants.
Yeah, yes men.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what will befall us?
Mm-hmm. That's scary. All right, where are we at? If Biden had actually been serious about fighting and trying to win a legal battle to make the MM go into effect, he should have done this years ago.
That sounds familiar. Do they say that?
That's what you just said. And then here we go again. The Trump administration is very unlikely to take up this cause. And then we have...
Even if a legal challenge were to work its way up to the Supreme Court, the current court's makeup is exceedingly conservative.
We just covered all of it, so covered all of it before we needed to. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of screwed now if it really does go.
And it's a shame. Why did it take this long? How could there even be any controversy about equal rights?
100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the country's run by white, straight men.
Who want to keep their power.
Yep. Exactly. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Is that, are we done?
That was it.
What is your joke?
If con is the opposite of pro, then what is the opposite of progress?
Congress. Yes. Yes, I got it. Ha ha. I'm like a complete idiot. There we go.
We hope you liked episode 136 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.